Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Are you cool talking about your daughter sucking her thumb?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Well, she sucked it a little bit when she was younger, obviously, most of us do. And then she stopped and wasn't doing it. And then all of a sudden just started doing it out of nowhere recently. And it's all the time.
Do you Google it and go, what are the factors that make kids or even adults do that?
I mean, I feel like she's probably school has back started. There's another layer of.
Interesting. School has back started.
School is back. Mm. School has started back. And I think maybe there's just the pressure there, or maybe it adds something to her to where she's just looking for like comfort. Cause she also like the sleeve of her shirt, she constantly is, if she's sucking her thumb, she's also massaging the sleeve of her shirt with her other hand at the same time. Mm. She doesn't do one without the other. And she told me that if I would tie down the hand that could touch the sleeve, she won't suck the thumb. Because this makes her want to suck her thumb. Because I guess it's what she did when she was little. I don't know. So I'm like, well, this has got to stop. You're 12 years old. And we've tried all the scare tactics of, you know, you're going to have to get braces or your teeth. Which honestly, I don't even know if that's true. Like if sucking your thumb messes with your teeth. But we've told her that. And then one of my friends told me about this nail polish that you can buy. And you paint it on the thumb. And it tastes really bitter. So the minute that they put it in their mouth, it's so nasty. So we ordered it, and she wanted to order it. She said, okay, order it. I'm ready. Order it. So I did, and I put it on her thumb. And then she put her thumb in her mouth because, you know, you're not thinking. And it was so disgusting. And then I kind of felt like...
Oh, it really worked.
Well, it really worked. You have to paint it on there for sure. It to work. So she has to wear it every day, which she hasn't been wearing it every day. But I kind of feel mean...
I wouldn't put it back on again.
I feel mean putting it on because it seems like, you know... Not nice, but it does work. So
and she wants it too.
And she wants Obviously it too. So that's the point. If she has a day where maybe she needs to suck her thumb, then I kind of want her to go process through that. But if she's like, okay, I'm ready for you to paint it back on, then I'll put it back on.
She's still doing it?
Yes.
Is he painting the bed, your son?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah.
I still bite my nails a little bit, but I used to bite my nails real bad. You used to pull your hair out though too, huh?
Yeah. Now I just pull. I've gotten to where I can pull. I was doing it earlier. And I had to stop myself. Now I can just pull it, and I don't do the actual act of pulling it out. It's kind of a win.
I'm trying to think of what else that I would do. We all have stuff. Mm-hmm. What do you say to your son about the bed stuff?
I don't know. There's nothing. We've tried so many different things, and the therapist told us that it might take a little longer for one because he's a boy, and boys typically do take longer. But he does have trauma in his life, so that could be a factor. So we'll just. I keep waiting for the day where it just magically stops.
Do you have a rubber, like a,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Yeah, and we wash sheets pretty much daily. We wash sheets and we have a plastic thing over the mattress.
Same for me, but for spray tan.
Yeah. Is that true?
No.
Oh. It does get your sheets dirty, though. I always have to have sheet wash day after spray tan.
So my last dog slept in the bed with me every night, and I developed a system of changing out my bed. So I have three different bed outfits, you know, sheet that's impossible to put on the fitted sheet and the comforter. So I have three. And so now though, if I spray tan and cause I'll do it late at night, I'll send that sheet and the other one to they'll do like laundry at the dry cleaners. So I'll take and they'll cause I can't get it all the way white.
Oh wow.
So, but I have two other ones that I switch out until I get it back. Mm. So I do that. You making fun of me? You laughing? What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at you.
Spray tan Such problems, man.
I mean, a lot of that stuff I learned from you because, I mean, obviously I don't have to spray tan, but
yeah, lucky.
I know all that stuff.
Wish I was Mexican.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I know.
To be honest.
Mike D saw It, the new It movie, which is, are the kids older now?
Yeah, they're older. It's like 27 years later.
So their friends have been killed by the clown.
Yeah.
Peabody the clown.
Pennywise
the clown.
So close.
I've never seen it. Yeah. And so, pretty good reviews. How was it?
It's pretty scary. Yeah. I'd say a lot scarier in the beginning than the first one. And then, it's really long, though. It's like almost 3 hours, so it kind of lost me at the end. But a really good horror movie. I love horror movies.
It looks like that clown's friendly.
Friendly?
Yeah, like, he looks kind of... Like you,
I guess if the story wasn't behind it, he'd kind of look like a normal, friendly clown, right?
Well, he's not smiling. He looks so creepy that you think he's being funny.
I guess that's the thing he uses to, like... I mean, bring victims in.
Yeah. So he's a clown.
Yeah.
But does he ever take his makeup off?
There is one scene where he takes his makeup off and you see like the real actor.
Really?
Yeah. That's an awesome scene. It's crazy looking.
You can't ruin it. Are they going to make any more?
Well,
here's the thing about that. They can always make prequels.
Sure.
Forever.
Does Stephen King still write this one? Like,
I don't know if he writes the movie. He wrote the book.
He wrote the book. Okay.
He's in the movie.
He's in it?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He makes a cameo.
What's up with that? Did he write the movie? Do you know?
No. I think they just based it off the book, but I don't think he didn't write the actual script for it.
How is the Movie Mike podcast coming?
It's coming along, yeah. I did a test episode, and I'm getting a feel for it.
So when do we think we're launching this?
Maybe by the end of the year, for sure.
I'm pumped.
And what's it called?
Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
All right, I like that.
Right on the nose.
Yeah, I like that.
Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
You know what looks really good is the Joker movie.
Oh, yeah. That looks amazing. I heard it got really good reviews.
I heard it was the longest standing ovation ever at that film festival. Really? Played that. Was it Toronto Film Festival?
Toronto, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
Dude, that excites me.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
I wish I knew. Do you know about it?
Like what it's about?
Yeah.
It's just his origin story, so how the Joker came to be, like, even before, it's like before Batman, kind of, but it looks really good.
He lost a bunch of weight for it, too, huh?
Yeah. That's a really crazy role that they had to, like, prepare for, and I think he went all out in it.
And they have to prepare for it so crazily because Heath Ledger did such a good job in it.
Yeah.
Because when Danny DeVito did it, he was Penguin.
No. Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, too. He gave, what's his name?
Heath Ledger.
He gave him like tips on how to play him and how to get to the character because he said it messes with your mind.
I feel like you just walk in and be like, all right, I guess that's why we're not actors, famous actors.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
Because they don't assign. Sure.
I don't know if I could do that and get out of that character. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they spent how many months being the Joker? That's got to be tough every single day. I don't know if I could do that.
Eddie would be the guy who makes him call Mr. President when he's playing president so he can stay in character.
Yeah, the Jim Carrey.
I would be down there like, cut. I'd be like, all right, I'm Bobby again. What up? All right, so Mike, would you recommend?
If you're into horror movies, it is scary.
Okay, it is scary.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amy, you ever seen It?
No.
Do you watch scary movies?
No.
Do your kids watch scary movies?
No.
You should show your son.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. No. I don't want to have to sleep with him.
The next time we play a bet, Amy has to show her son.
Oh, be terrible.
I lose.
All right.
Parenting. Good parenting.
Today on the show, you will hear us do a draft. We do famous duos. So listen in. Everybody drafts their famous duos.
Yeah. First round was a little rough.
Hey, don't be spoiling.
Whatever. It's Tuesday's due.
Oh, that's right. Ray, can you give us a little music, please? You know what today is? It's,
come on.
Well, I got to get like a hip hop beat or something. By the way, check out Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown.
New Q&A episode up today.
Check out The Sore Losers, where Lunchbox, Eddie, and Raymundo talk about sports and stuff.
Yeah.
There is a Bobbycast episode where we talk about if you're a musician and you're famous and your parents also were musicians and are famous, we talk about that. Like Enrique and
Julio.
Julio Iglesias?
Yeah, Julio Iglesias and Enrique.
Oh.
There's another Iglesias too, right?
No. Do they have a sister?
Did Enrique have a brother? There was another Iglesias.
I don't know, man.
Julio Iglesias.
Hank Williams is another one that we did.
Hank Williams Iglesias?
No. Hank Williams Iglesias.
He's their cousin.
Look up the Iglesiases, will you?
Oh.
All right,
is it your Tuesday?
Yeah, so it's Tuesday. You know how we do it. Thank you. We call it Tuesday, HOA Tuesday, housewife's gon' booze day, eat some cashews day, we're just talking about Tuesday. So,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, you gonna freestyle a little bit? Go ahead. Take it.
Come on, Amy.
There she is. Say
let's
something
go,
about
go.
Tuesday.
Maybe you wanna play some booze day.
What? You can rhyme other things, not just Tuesday.
Go really?
Ahead. Yeah.
Oh. Because I just want to rhyme with twos, like schmooze.
Go ahead.
And foos and lose. Go ahead.
Yeah, come on.
It's Tuesday, you want a schmooze day.
No, you can rhyme like the verse.
What verse?
It would be like, it can be anything like, yo, so it's Tuesday, I open up my refrigerator. I look, I see my mustard, and I grab some taters. You know, it just doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't have to be Tuesday. No, 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 no. That's my favorite part. Okay.
Tuesday, Tuesday. HOA Tuesday. Housewife's going booze day. Just talking about Tuesday. Go, Amy.
Oh, I'm sitting in my car looking at the stars. And I'm feeling for Snickers bars.
There we go. There we go.
Tuesday. HOA Tuesday. And you're up.
Yeah. Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Today's the day I'm gonna ride the wave. Not gonna care about a thing in the world. Maybe go for a swim and sit in a whirlpool. Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you rhymed anything.
No, I didn't.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat, and his wife could eat no lean. My favorite fighter in the world was a big guy. His name was DJ Butterbean.
Tuesday,
HOA Tuesday. Housewives going booze day. Just talking about Tuesday. Lunchbox, you're up.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to sit down on that couch, take a nap. And I don't know anything to rhyme with that. So I hope I don't get slapped.
Tuesday.
I don't know where this came from.
Tuesday. Housewives going booze day. Just talking about Tuesday. All right.
What is that from?
Julio Iglesias.
That was great, dude.
The Tuesday thing.
He had two sons that were singers.
Okay.
Enrique and Julio Iglesias Jr.
Oh.
Who was probably bigger in Spain, maybe.
Maybe.
Like.
But to us, I mean, Enrique was huge.
Yeah, Julio Iglesias Jr., Spanish singer. Wonder if he sings songs.
Amy, there's a factoid on Enrique Iglesias that Bobby threw at us during the Bobbycast.
Oh, she knows.
Oh, you do?
We've talked about it before on the show.
That's pretty crazy.
You know that? Because tonight I'm loving you. That song?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What it really says?
Because tonight I'm...
Yeah.
Because tonight I'm effing you. It's the original version.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had some original raps deep down. I should have just gone with those.
Yeah, sometimes the moment just passes you.
It does, and you forget, like, the good rhymes you used to have.
Write it down, put it in your pocket.
I have them in my pocket.
Okay, bowl them out.
Next time. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Can we do that every Tuesday?
Yes, we have to.
I mean.
Oh, we have to.
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. All right, appreciate you. Here we go. It's Tuesday 8. Okay. All right, here's Tuesday show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Pretty good. Amy, you good?
Doing great.
I saw that, I guess, your daughter got her first award in school.
She did. Well, it's from her music lesson place. She goes to this place called Fanny's where she does piano. And I guess they have Student of the Week. I had no idea until they reached out to me to ask if it was okay to post a picture of her holding a sign up that says Student of the Week on their social media. And I said, of course, this is our first award. We never won anything. So it was amazing. And they just said that she has perseverance. She's dedicated. She's working hard. And she nailed some scale on the piano. I don't know. She did really well. They can tell she's been practicing. So anyway, she's Student of the Week.
And with your kids, they've been in America for how long now?
A year and a half-ish.
And no awards yet. This is the first, like, trophy or award period.
Pretty sure. So they both have
played... Pretty sure.
Listen, no. Because they played soccer. Depends on how you look at it. They and their soccer team lost basically every game, but they got a ribbon, you know? This is like... You know,
she's being recognized
yes.
for effort.
I don't think they've been recognized mm-hmm. like that. And so she was so proud. She doesn't really always like her picture to be posted. She always has to approve it. And she was smiling so big and holding the sign. And I'm just so proud of her because she does. Eddie gave me a keyboard for her and we keep it in her room. And sometimes I'm downstairs and I think, what's that noise? And I go up there and she's practicing. Like, I love that.
Does she love piano or is she doing piano because you want her to do piano?
No, piano's her choice.
Anything can she get out if she wants?
Yes. Anything they do is their choice. Being that she's 12, got here in America when she was 10, she didn't have the opportunity. She doesn't really know extracurricular activities or what her hobbies are. So I'm trying to let them just explore as they want. No pressure. But, I mean, they have to do something.
And your son's hobby right now is his...
He's doing drums. Yeah. He plays real drums at lessons, and he plays, kitchen counter drums at home.
Does he just like to hit things, or does he have a sense of rhythm and knowing where to put the rhythm?
You know, he hasn't gotten Student of the Week yet, but I think he likes it. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe a family band?
Well, my husband does play the saxophone.
You used to, in band.
Yeah.
Didn't we have him in here play, or did he play at your house?
No, he played at my house. I think I took
we
audio.
We should totally have
but
him in here.
Loves,
yeah, but he doesn't play anymore.
Oh, he, right. It was eighth grade or so, but he loves Kenny G. It was just one of those things after you're dating. I think after we got married, I found out his fascination with the saxophone.
He played.
But I didn't really know.
I don't think that's fair to go fascination with Kenny G or saxophone. Because he played.
In junior high.
Yeah.
That's like me saying I played basketball.
You do say that. And you go, I was the all-time free throw shooter.
I was.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. You do say
but
that.
But I haven't played since eighth grade.
Right.
So what would my contribution to the family band be?
You could be the manager. You got a lunchbox and a soccer team. You could, like, do the laundry.
I already
you
do
clean
that.
The instruments.
Okay.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time now for a fantasy draft, and today we'll be drafting famous duos. By the way, Raymundo with a 2-game win streak. No one's ever won 2 in a row. Look at this guy.
Yeah! Going for that three-peat, baby.
Yes, he is. The
first time since the Chicago Bulls.
The room is mildly applauding for you.
I'm trying to clap.
They were
acting
like they were being a little bit of haters, though, I'll be honest.
No, there's more attention now, and everybody gets all hostile a little bit when this bit starts.
Yeah.
It's bigger than it's ever been, honestly.
Everyone looks down at their papers. They're checking
serious.
It. Yeah.
Amy's like, Ray's playing? Oh, okay, Ray's playing. I mean, it's like nervous, or what was that?
What was that about?
I was about to send. I sent a text for a clip, and Ray is on. I mean, he's puts clips in at times, and I'm sending it to Mike D, but I have a group text with them, and I included it on the text with Ray, so now he could steal mine.
Well, that's going to be a thing, too, is Ray mm-hmm. can't run the clips yeah. if he's going to play the clips.
Like, I purposely didn't put a lot of music duos in there because of that.
Well, it'll just have to go to Hillary. Utility Hillary, you have to put them in, and she'll have to run them, if that's the case.
Well, I mean, that might get a little sloppy, y'all.
Uh-huh.
I'm the expert here on the board.
Okay, so here we go. With the first overall pick in the famous duo draft, which it doesn't have to be duo people. It can be anything. Famous duo draft. Lunchbox has the first pick. Lunchbox, your first pick will be.
Man, I didn't know what direction to go when I sat down to think about this. And then I was like, okay, the person, the people they love the most, it has to be the number one pick. Johnny and June. It's the number one duo of all time. Johnny and June.
Johnny and June.
Jackson, ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson.
I wouldn't have expected that one from Lunchbox. Be honest.
Eddie, you have the second pick.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with a duo that everyone knows. A lot of us grew up with this duo. It's the Mario Brothers. Mario and Luigi.
Oof.
Yeah!
Oh, Amy, you like that one?
I had that one.
I had that one for third round.
You don't like it?
I'm not in this draft. I haven't loved the first two first-round picks, but
really,
I thought Mario was pretty weak, Eddie. But again,
okay,
me, right. I'm not the picker. I only have 2 wins. I'm probably not a good gauge of it at all. Morgan, number 2.
I watched them as a cartoon growing up, and it is Tom and Jerry.
We're struggling.
That's pretty fun.
No, I don't think you're struggling. Listen, I'm just sitting back.
I had Tom and Jerry.
I did too.
I'm not going to hate.
I had him down.
I had him.
That's why I was trying to play it off. Like, all right.
Okay. Raymundo, it's sitting here for you to take. I don't know what you're going to take, but so far it's...
You guys have lost your dang minds.
Okay.
I cannot believe this is still available.
Well, I haven't gone yet.
Well, she's up, though. He's up. Easy, Amy. Wow. How aggressive is Amy? It's not her turn yet.
I know.
Go ahead.
I mean, you guys are making this real easy for the three-peat. I'm going Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, baby.
I'm shaving.
What is he talking about?
I don't have a
power tonight. Okay.
I mean, I know duos can be anything,
yeah.
But this whole couples thing is just weird to me.
Well, Johnny and June sing together. That was my.
Okay.
So did Garth and Trisha.
Yeah, Trisha's on this one right now.
Yeah. Trisha's on a bunch of Garth stuff.
She is on this one.
Yeah. She's going, oh! Okay, Amy.
Garth is on her new album.
Yeah, okay, Amy.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, your famous duo.
Raging Idiots, Bobby and Eddie.
Don't know nothing about
really?
Yeah.
Took that one from me?
Oh, you were going to go with that, Eddie?
Of course.
Namaste. Namaste. Namaste.
Strong.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible.
Okay.
It's a good one, Amy.
Amy, first pick in the second round.
Frosty and Fries.
Mmm, solid. Going with the food. She switched it up a little bit.
Frosty and fries.
Famous duo, Frosty and fries.
That's good, Amy.
That one I can get into a little bit.
Okay. Maybe the second round be better than the first.
I don't know what we were thinking, really, on a lot of these.
I'm not hating.
I love mine.
Raymundo.
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, you guys
every single time.
You gotta be kidding me. I went over this with myself at the house, and these I assumed were already gonna be gone in the first round. Still there. Tim and Faith?
Yeah.
Wait, is this a couple's thing?
It can be whatever you want.
It is to Ray.
That's been his MO.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. I thought maybe if you're doing a couple, that could have went in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a strong one. Okay. Morgan, number two, we're drafting famous duos. Go ahead.
Okay, you teased this one and nobody's taking it, so I'm going to take it. It's Batman and Robin.
I'm so surprised no one jumped on Batman and Robin.
I had him.
Yeah. Maybe the most famous duo, the dynamic duo.
That's right. That's their nickname, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, should have gone with that one.
Dynamic duo. Eddie.
All right. I cannot believe you all haven't taken this one. Still on the board? Give me Brooks and Dunn. Come on.
All right, solid. Not super flashy because we talked about it a lot, still solid.
That's a duo, guys.
Lunchbox famous duos.
Oh, man, guys. Amy went food, and when people go out to eat, they love this one. When you get a steak, you get it with potatoes. Steak and potatoes. Boom.
Interesting. Steak and potatoes.
Not on my list, bro.
Interesting. Okay, Lunchbox, in the third round, you get the first overall pick.
In the third round, I mean, people, they make dreams come true. Everybody's happy. The happiest place on earth. Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Mickey and Minnie.
That's a good pick. That could have been a first round pick. That one could have been a first round pick. That's a good one. So Lunchbox has Johnny and June, Steak and Potatoes, and Mickey and Minnie. Eddie?
I'm going to stay in the whole kids theme here, and I'm going to go with this duo.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Ernie.
Ooh.
Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street.
Solid one, too. Wow, you guys are coming in strong in the third round.
That was...
Eddie has Mario and Luigi.
Woo!
Brooks and Dunn, and Bert and Ernie. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Morgan, number two.
I'm stuck between two, but I think I'm going to go with this one because I ate it all the time growing up. It's peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's really good.
Didn't think about that.
You guys third round's dominating.
What you have?
Wow.
Pretty good.
Raymundo, what is your final pick of the third round? Hold on, let me read Morgan's real quick. Tom and Jerry, Batman and Robin, peanut butter and jelly. All right, Raymundo.
So it's already been said a little bit, the Bobby Eddie. I'm going the strongest of them all here in the third round, Bobby and Amy. That's the stronger duo. Yeah! Three-peat me! Yeah!
That's a pretty strong
one. Who would go Bobby Eddie when you have the option of Bobby Amy?
Well, Amy would because she doesn't want to pick her own name in one of the options.
Right. That would just look weird.
I told myself if y'all were available in the third round, I'd have this draft won, and that's it.
Okay. Ray has Garth and Trisha, Tim and Faith, and Bobby Amy.
What, Amy?
Amy, you have
this is so hard.
Bobby Eddie, Frosty and Fries, and you get the last pick. Now, with the very last pick, you also get the liberty of discussing out loud what you're not going to take, like just kind of talking through your picks.
Okay. I mean, I know I already went Frosty and Fries. I kind of wanted to be diverse with, like, a band, a food, and then maybe, like, a TV duo or something. But, like, Bert and Ernie and all the Batman and Robin, taken, and I had those. There's other foods like cookies and cream, I feel like go good together, and milk and cookies, pizza and ranch. They're all food. I also have Beavis and Butthead, which I feel like
is
me cheating because I don't really watch that, but they are a famous duo. And I have one I haven't said that I might go with, unless I go with Beavis and Butthead.
What's the one you haven't said?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Solid. Up to you.
I think we went to the same website.
I didn't go to a website.
Okay.
I just did just now because y'all started taking all mine and like, I don't even get half of them on there. I'm like, who are these people? Oh man, I guess I'm going to go with Beavis and Butthead.
Wow.
Interesting. Nice. Love that song. Fire. So good.
I don't even know that I've ever seen an episode.
Amy has Bobby and Eddie, the Raging Idiots, Frosty and Fries, and Beavis and Butthead.
Interesting.
Ooh, what? You don't like it?
That's going to be a tough one.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. Here, you could some of the ones that I had, Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. I had them.
Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
Outkast.
I had that.
Hall & Oates. So, those are just musical duos.
No.
I also had Hugs and Kisses.
Cute.
I had Barbie and Ken.
Yeah. Cute.
There we go.
Thanks for the heads up.
There's no heads up. We'll put them up at bobbybones.com and you can vote. And Raymundo's on it.
That was so funny.
Raymundo, if you'll...
Shut up, Beavis.
Anything you want to say as the champion?
Yeah, Amy went Beavis.
What's wrong with that?
It just doesn't fit your image or your brand.
It's not, it doesn't matter. It's voting.
I know. This was way too easy.
You won this one, Ray?
Yeah, three-peat.
Okay. No way.
He's calling it three-peat.
He's so cocky.
All right, BobbyBones.com if you want to get on and vote.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In TV news, Alex Trebek was back in action last night for Jeopardy's 36th season after months of treatment for a stage 4 cancer. In other news, off the Georgia coast, the Coast Guard rescued all 4 trapped crew members from that capsized cargo ship. The ship overturned. The men spent over 30 hours inside. And finally, those affected by Hurricane Dorian still need your help. Just go to redcross.org. Again, that's redcross.org.
Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Delaney in Colorado. Delaney, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hey, I had a question for Amy. And I was curious if you could Netflix cheat on your husband while football season is on.
Okay, so your husband loves to watch football. You do not.
Correct.
You often complain about it for, I don't know, 10, 11 weeks before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Can you watch shows on Netflix while he's watching football?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like if there's a time, like if he's going to be dedicated to football, like I look at this as something maybe we're watching together and you're not supposed to watch it apart, then football season's definitely a time where you can just say, hey, I know you don't have time for this and I don't want to wait, so I'm going to go ahead and finish Yellowstone without you.
I probably am going to. Ooh, I did see on your Instagram that people are starting to watch Yellowstone because of you.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't, it's tough for me.
Take the first step. Just take the first step. Dip your toe in. See what you think.
And again, how do I get it? Because I don't have that channel.
You have Amazon Prime. I mean, listen, I know, well, or you could check. I know sometimes you like to download things on iTunes just so you can have it downloaded on your computer because you travel so much.
Yeah.
So maybe try that. I don't know.
I have a whole season of Friday Night Lights that I still haven't watched.
Oh.
I was like, I'm going to get ahead of it. And I was like, I'll get up one day and I'll just be bored. But then I have books.
Yeah, I mean, and you are trying to make reading more of a priority. I mean, you've always read, but you're doing that thing where you're setting a timer. Set a timer for Yellowstone.
Okay. I will eventually. Okay, if I have to pick one.
Between what?
Yellowstone or Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights. Stop with that. Friday Night Lights.
Even though it's old?
It stands up.
It's timeless.
It's timeless. 100% timeless.
Delaney, you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
Well, that's what we're watching right now. And we're on season, almost finished season 2. But then Monday night we have football. Sunday all day we have football. Thursday night we have football. And I'm like, when are we going to finish Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah. Well, then you need to tell him, like, you watch your football, I'm going to watch mine.
Well, Delaney, do you think I should watch Friday Night Lights or watch, like, one of the new shows that's out that I'm trying to catch up with?
Friday Night Lights is so good.
Yeah. I mean, we all just told you Friday Night Lights,
man.
Yep. Like all of us. Mm. And then I guess when you finish that, you can start Yellowstone. I was late to the Yellowstone party anyway. It's fine.
Delaney, thank you for calling. Where do you live in Colorado?
Greeley.
I love it there. We love it there. Yes. Thank you. Delaney, have a great morning. Thank you so much. See you later.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones, come on.
We're going to play real or fake news. So, Amy, I'll read you a story. You just tell me if it's real or not. Because either this happened in the news this week or it didn't happen at all. Ready?
Ready.
A man takes his Lamborghini to a car wash only to watch it come out a different color. That's right. A man took his blue Lamborghini through a car wash in Burbank, California. The vehicle is Lamborghini's flagship car, cost about $200,000. After exiting the car wash, he said to the attendant, "The wax left clumps of hood on the car." A day later, he noticed his coat of blue paint turned into a dark, murky green color. He has filed a lawsuit against the car wash company of $28,000, which is how much the dealership charges to paint the Lamborghini.
Oh my gosh.
So is it true that he went in and they messed it up by over-waxing it? Real story or fake story?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Real.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, Amy. That is a fake story.
Oh, wow.
Oh man, I thought maybe he got his car wrapped. Do you know how they wrap Lamborghinis? Mm-hmm.
Although it does cost $28,000 to paint a Lamborghini.
Wow.
That's how much it costs. Okay.
Okay.
Over to Lunchbox. Surgeons temporarily reattached a man's hand to his groin.
What?
Now, a carpenter had severed his hand with an electric saw and tried to save his limb. Doctors were able to save it by attaching it to the man's groin. It took 17 hours in total to salvage what they could of the hand. They were able to grow more skin by attaching it to his groin while saving the hand. Does that make that
interesting.
Story? Is this story making sense to you guys?
So the hand's on his groin?
His hand is on his groin. I don't understand why you'd have to put it on the groin.
I told you here.
Just put it on the leg, man.
Surgeons temporarily attach a man's hand to his groin. This carpenter had severed his hand with a saw. Okay, this isn't got it. And he's like, oh crap, my hand. So doctors saved it by then like sewing it to the groin. Okay. And as it was there, it was able to grow more skin.
Interesting.
Huh. That's wild. Is that real or fake?
I mean, doctors do like, I mean, they put ears on people's chests and stuff. So I'm going to say it's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
What on earth?
Yeah.
Woo!
That's a real one. Eddie.
I could have been a doctor.
School has garbage pails removed. They just want the students to take the trash home. An all-girls school took away every single trash can in the building. Their hope was to cut back on the amount of waste at the school. They're now requiring the students to bring their own bags and take their garbage home with them. The school spent nearly $13,000 removing trash in 2018, and they wanted to reduce that amount.
Interesting. Can you say where this was?
That's not on my story.
Not in there? Mm-hmm. Man, I'm usually really good at this game, but this one scenario has got me a little 50-50 on this. I'm just going to go that it's fake because I can't imagine a school making people take their trash home.
It's a real story.
Not good.
That was a real fun story.
And Lunchbox is the only one that survived.
What on earth?
So he's the big winner. And the Mike D, nice job. Dude, you stumped two of them.
Dude, you got me good on that one.
Can you imagine they sewed a dude's hand?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little more, though. What's he going to do with the hand there?
No, they're going to take it off and put it back in his arm, you fool.
Oh, I thought it was going to
stay there. Permanently.
No, can you imagine?
He's gonna grab things with
like
his groin.
A fourth date.
Hey, hey, nice to meet you.
I got something to tell you. You're going to want to see this.
What about like shaking someone's hand?
Before we get romantic, you're going to want to see this. Oh, yeah, and then it's shaking. Hey, check out my
hand. Here, shake my hand this. Real quick.
That's all right, crazy. There you go. Lunchbox, congratulations on your win.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Little Big Town announced their next album and tour. The album is called Nightfall, and it will be out on January 17th, with the Nightfall tour kicking off one day before that in New York City. Brad Paisley will be starring in an Amazon comedy series. It's called Fish Out of Water, and he will be the executive producer on it. It will be about Brad's struggle to keep a simple little fishing show from turning into his own personal fry festival. Old Dominion is headed out on their 2020 We Are Old Dominion tour. Special guests are Mitchell Tenpenny and Meg Patrick. They're kicking it off in Canada with tickets on sale this Friday. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So almost 4 years ago, the DC Library and Dolly Parton teamed up to put books in the hands of children, and they just gave their 1 millionth book to a DC child. So yeah, they send a free book to kids under the age of 5 each month, and the 1 millionth book just went out.
Yeah, Dolly's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly also has the Imagination Library where she sends a book out to any kid, I believe, every month.
Every month, my kid gets one.
Every month until they're 5 years old. Yeah, I get them too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so cool. I don't have any kids under 5, but this is amazing.
You can lie.
No.
Dear Dolly.
I'm not going to take away from a kid that maybe can't
no, that's awesome.
Get a book.
Dolly's awesome. Did she say anything in that article?
Yeah, she said, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for helping inspire children in D.C. to dream more, learn more, care more, and be more.
Yeah. That's Dolly for you.
I know.
That's her. That's Dolly. All right, that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. Two people broke into a home. They're ransacking it, stealing some things. When the homeowner woke up, they're like, uh-oh, make a run for it. They run out, jump in their car that's in the driveway, and it won't start. Won't start. So they just leave the car. Oh. Only problem is it has all their ID information inside the car, so go to their house and arrest them.
That's funny. Probably you just get the VIN number, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
Regardless of having an ID or not. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to the show. I want to go talk to Megan in Texas, who's on the phone right now. Megan, welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. What would you like to say?
Hi. I was just wondering what your opinion was on this. My friend and I were having lunch yesterday at a restaurant, and the waiter spilled a drink on her and on her phone. And now the phone isn't working properly, and I was wondering if you think that the restaurant or the waiter should be responsible in any way.
Oh, that's a good question. What kind of place were you eating?
It was like a brunch place.
Now, did she hit the waiter with her elbow to make him spill it, or was it totally the waiter just comes over and goes, badoosh?
No, like literally, he was about to give us our drinks, and an entire thing of Pepsi spilled all over her.
And what did he say when it happened?
He apologized, and he did give us 50% off of our bill, but the phone is a lot more expensive than that.
I'm surprised that he only gave 50% off a bill. I'm surprised that the restaurant didn't just say, hey, you spilled it on them. We'll cover their check.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it is his and the restaurant's responsibility. Like, if he were to, you know, if your car was bumped into by someone at the restaurant, if anything happens in that restaurant place, I think it's kind of their deal. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, it's not comfortable to probably have to go back and ask for something. But if, yeah, it is on them.
Would you go back and ask? At this stage, I probably wouldn't. I think I would have needed to say something then.
But you maybe don't know that it's totally broken.
I know. But again, you could go home and just go back and go, oh, yeah, my phone's messed up mm-hmm. and you spilled on it. I think you have to do it right then.
Yeah.
If you do it right, if she would have done it right then and said, hey, you spilled on my phone, it's like you get into an accident and there's no real damage
numbers.
You still have to exchange numbers mm-hmm. because if you go back and you realize something inside of your car has been hurt,
mm-hmm, gotcha.
That you can go, oh, we hit and now this has happened. So I do think that the waiter or the restaurant should have said, oh no, I spilled on your phone. Here's a free meal. And if anything happens with this phone, you got to hit us up in the next 24, 48 hours and we're happy to replace it. I do think it's on them, but if you didn't exchange numbers, the analogy, that it's kind of hard to go back now and do it. How you feel about that?
Yeah, that helps get rid of any awkwardness because you've dealt with it right when it happens. Because for me, that would be the uncomfortable part is going back now. So I probably would just ignore it and figure out a way to fix it myself. But if I didn't have the money, then that would really suck.
Morgan, what are your thoughts?
Oh.
Megan.
So actually we did. So we did tell the manager and the manager said that they are not responsible for damaged or lost property.
Yeah, switch his board back.
Oh, well, she did what I thought she should have done. And
they are. I would say, no, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of had to stand up for my friend at that point. So that's when we did exchange numbers and everything.
They probably aren't legally bound to doing it.
Right.
But I'm surprised they're not. Maybe you posted that on Facebook. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Wow. All right.
People's Court.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
So what happened with your son last night?
I kind of went crazy over cereal. I lost it. I personally
set me up. What happened?
I take
Where
responsibility.
Are you?
I preface it by saying it's hormonal possibly.
Go ahead.
We're in the kitchen and we had been at the beach and some other kids were there. So there was a sugary cereal purchased. Well, I brought back a bunch of the food from the beach because I could and I didn't want to waste it. So we had this sugary cereal in our pantry and I thought, well, I'll save it for special occasions. Not normally what we have, but it's fine. Well, he wanted it for dinner. And I told him, no, buddy, we've got chicken and veggies for dinner. You're not going to have the cereal. And he started throwing a fit. And so I was, excuse me? Who? No, cereal is not causing you to act this way. But I yell. Like, this is not how.
Well, what level? Back away from the microphone.
I don't know. No, it's embarrassing.
Just give me what level. What kind of?
I think any mom can relate that you have a level of yelling that's embarrassing and you.
Back it up for us.
You want to learn from it.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
We want to hear it. Okay, Amy's away from the microphone. Like, your son wants
cereal. I'm not in the mood.
I want cereal. Give me cereal.
No. Amy, you're mad. That's making you mad.
What kind of cereal was it?
Like a. Actually, it's pretty boring, but it's Frosted Flakes. It had like 17 grams of sugar in one serving. That's a lot for a kid.
Mom, I want Frosted Flakes. Mom.
No, we're having chicken and veggies.
We have Frosted Flakes. Mom, Frosted Flakes for dinner.
If this is how you're going to act about cereal, are you serious? Are you serious? Stevenson, look at me. You're seriously throwing a fit over cereal? Do you want to know how much I care about this cereal? This cereal is not doing that to us. I march to the pantry, I get the cereal, and I said, this is how much I care about the cereal. I dump it down the disposal, then I turn the disposal on for effect, because it's loud and crunchy. You know?
Chop the cereal.
And I was like, that's it. What do you want now? We have no cereal. Chicken and veggies it is. Eat up, kid. Like, stuff like that.
Did you hit him with eat up, kid?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that is how he was talking. It's hard for me to get into it at first because I can't really get there because it's not a place I normally live. My personality doesn't normally reside in that territory, but occasionally I can go over to the dark side. And he looked at me with the biggest eyes, like thinking, Mom, did you just... He was scared a little bit.
I'm a little scared.
I think he was worried for
My favorite was, we're not going to let the cereal do this to us.
Yes.
Like, the cereal will not break us apart.
Because I couldn't believe that he was losing his mind over not being able to have cereal for dinner, which he's never been able to have. And then all of a sudden, I've got this sugary cereal.
You know what?
And then...
He's a kid.
But I needed him...
Crazy.
He's
but
nine.
I needed him
He's
to know
child.
That we can't throw fits like that over cereal. And cereal, yes, Eddie, cereal is not going to do that. It's not going
like
to disrupt. That. It's not going to disrupt my dinner vibe because you want cereal and all of a sudden it's going to change your attitude. So I'll show you how much I'm going to let this cereal affect me. We don't even need it.
Chopped it up.
Sounds
it
like you got pretty disturbed.
Did you go back and apologize to him afterward?
I said, we ended up having a family meeting.
Oh, you called everybody in.
I felt pretty bad about the yelling that my husband, me, my daughter, Stevenson, we all sat around before bed, sat in the living room and had a talk about how respect is a big thing and yelling. And the kids have been yelling at each other a lot, just at each other's throats and yelling.
I said,
I don't always yell, Bobby. This was not, it just happens sometimes. But I did say that mom and dad need to lead by example. And when I yell like that, I took that as an opportunity to learn and grow from that. And that I was frustrated and I didn't handle it right, but that we all need to start just communicating better. Less yelling, more communication. Everybody feel free to share anything you're feeling. If you're frustrated, Stevenson, if you're frustrated, because he also said to her, and I don't know that he knew exactly what this meant, but this was earlier in the day, he said that he was going to kill her, but I don't think he knew what that meant.
I think I always knew what that meant.
Yeah, I think all kids know what that means.
Not that's like something you don't say, but he was so frustrated. I said, look, if you're frustrated, let's sit here and express why. Let's get it out. Open table. And so we did, and it was so therapeutic. And then we went around and said something positive about each person, and then we went to bed. When I said, okay, now we're going to go around and say something positive, Stashira goes, oh, we're doing like an ice cooler. And I said, ice cooler? I said, you mean icebreaker? She said, yeah.
So you guys are good, though.
We're good.
Good.
And we learned from it.
Yeah. Healthy family there.
We learned from it. So yeah, but he's going to be in therapy as an adult for sure. That time, my mom.
Where did you think it all started going wrong, Stevenson?
He can't ever look at cereal the same.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So when it comes to condiments, ketchup has always been at the top, and something outsold ketchup.
Okay, so it's not going to be mustard because that could have already caught ketchup. Oh, honey mustard's up there. Barbecue sauce could be a thing. But I'm going to go with... Salsa.
What's nice?
If I'm going to have to go, I'm going to go with salsa.
What is it?
This is good mixed with salsa. If you've never done
it
that,
can't it can't be avocado.
No, it's okay. Ranch dressing.
Oh. Really? I like ranch, but I'm surprised now it would outpace ketchup.
Listen.
Like, has there been a big ranch revolution that I've missed?
Maybe.
I think so. That's what they're saying. Like, ranch is, like, taking over. And Hidden Valley did a whole thing, and they found that 70% of their ranch being used isn't used on salads. It's used as a dip or a topping.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine. So it's funny. I think of ranch more as a dip than I do a salad dressing.
Yeah, you
now.
Dip your pizza in it. I don't ever. I would never put ranch on a salad because I would be scared of how unhealthy that is. But I will dip some pizza in some ranch, what? No problem.
Make my top five condiments.
I know.
Number one, top five condiments would be mustard, easily at number one.
I don't even need mustard in my life.
Okay, no, number two in my top five condiments. Now, Amy, here's the question. Is honey mustard still part of mustard?
Honey mustard is more acceptable in my book.
But is that still, does mustard cover that? Or
no.
Is that a different one?
No, it's different.
Okay.
Different.
And number two, ketchup. And number three, honey mustard.
Okay.
Condiments. What am I going to put at number four? Is salsa a condiment?
Oh, I know one that. Well, you might be putting it at number five.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a condiment.
But
yeah.
Like hot sauce and salsa all together?
Yeah. Yes.
Like that stuff that I have.
Lady Cholula.
Lady Cholula. Does that count? Hot sauce salsa?
Yes.
And number four, I'm putting hot sauce salsa.
Woo.
/ Lady Cholula.
Well, that's in, that's in there. I love buffalo sauce.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I'm shocked you have to put something here.
Which one do you think?
A1.
I don't eat it much. As a kid, I ate it all the time.
Oh, you still don't? Okay.
Not really anymore. And at number five, I think I'm going to put that at number five.
What, buffalo?
Yeah. Nice. Buffalo at number five. Ooh, I love blue cheese, though. Oh, coming in strong, blue cheese.
Blue cheese, like dressing?
Well, blue cheese.
Or dip.
Or dip.
Okay.
I don't even put ranch in my top five.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I do like buffalo sauce, though.
Did you have ketchup in your top five?
Number two.
Okay, good.
And I don't ever really love ketchup, but consistently it's up there.
So good.
Mustard I can do. We used to eat mustard sandwiches as a kid. White bread and mustard. We couldn't afford meat, but we'd eat mustard, and we loved it. We weren't complaining. We're like, this is good. All right, what else you got
over mayonnaise?
There?
Oh, yeah, you hate
mayonnaise.
Peanut butter?
No, the worst are mayonnaise and peanut butter. Ugh, might as well put lima beans on there if we're talking about disgusting stuff. All right, what else?
So I read a headline and I was like, wow, this is higher than I thought it would be. 33% of Americans believe that UFOs have visited Earth. Let's pull this room.
Ask me.
Do you believe a UFO has visited Earth?
If I had to say, probably no.
Ooh, Area 51.
Well, I know. My thing is, I think we're probably so primitive. We're these carbon-based beings, and I'm sure if there's something out there, they are not carbon-based. It's like I've read the analogy to if you're walking in the woods and you see an anthill like 10 feet over, do you walk over and kick over the anthill for no reason? No, you just let it live because it's stupid ants. Who cares? I think we're the anthill.
Wow.
If that it's happening. I think we're the anthill. Why would somebody come and mess with us? We're just like hard carbon-based things that have short lifespans. I'm going to say no. And we haven't, and if there are anything out there, which who knows? They probably haven't bothered us because we're ants.
Well, 16% of people must know because 16% have personally seen a UFO.
Well, we got a problem with those people. What if really, though, you had and no one will believe you?
Right, I
like,
know.
What if that was a struggle in your life and you had and you actually were like, you touched one. They probed you and no one would believe you. And you had to listen to some dope on the radio compare it to an anthill. Oh, I'd be so frustrated. All right, what else?
Okay, so here is another reason to always look on the bright side of life. We try to stay positive on the show, and I thought I would just share that optimists are up to 70% more likely to live to 85. So
I wonder what the average lifespan is now. Anyway.
Good question.
Mike, would you check that out? The average lifespan is of 2019. If you could live to what, you think you'd be okay?
100.
I go 100 too. Yeah, I don't go with that. 80. 100 would be solid.
I take 100, yeah. And I hopefully try to take care of myself. So
it's so genetic based though, you know?
I know.
So
but you can be proactive.
Yeah, by a couple years probably.
But you never know what's going to take its toll on your body and change course real quick.
Mighty, do you have the answer? What is it? 89.3.
Wow.
So if you're positive, you're not even living to the normal.
Wow.
What's negative do? 100?
I don't know. All right. But just, you know, I think having a positive attitude just leads to a better life.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Are either of your kids scared of the dark?
A little bit. They both sleep with lights on.
Like in the room?
Like Stevenson has a little night light and stuff. Cheryl will start off with the light on, but at some point she turns it off.
So they moved into a new house. This kid, Eldridge, 6 years old. He had his own room for the first time ever. He's six. And he was used to sharing it with his older sister. And so you're a kid at your room. It's dark. You're probably scared of it.
Yes.
Scared of the dark. Scared
Makes
of bad
sense.
Guys.
Especially if you're used to sharing.
Yeah. Or scared of monsters even. Mm-hmm. And so he could not sleep, and his mom tried everything. She tried things like the weighted blanket that people use for anxiety, tried night lights, even the dog. That was the thing, too. Like, let the dog sleep in there with you. None of it worked. So this officer, Bruce Schwartz, at the police department in town, was like, hey, I can help. So he goes out at night a few times a week and, like, let me do checks and, like, check his room. And it's like, nope. You're all clear.
Aw.
You're all good.
That's so cute.
And so he's like, there are no monsters here. And so the kid sleeps through the night. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, love it.
I thought that was cool too. So shout out to Officer Bruce Schwartz listening in Iowa. Hopefully he's listening. Even if he's not, somebody gets his tape to him, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the hipster burn his mouth while he was eating his pizza?
Why did the hipster burn his mouth while he was eating his pizza?
He ate it before it was way cool.
Okay. I mean, I get it.
Oh, boy.
Hipster's way cool.
No, I mean...
What?
Crickets again?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know in the history of this has ever happened. Two crickets. Joined that by Mike?
Yes, I did. You said it was awesome.
Oh, he loved it. He gave it two thumbs up.
Now you're learning.
Oh,
Amy.
No. Oh, no, the pressure's on.
Okay, look, every player has a slump.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. You are the Tom Brady of jokes. Right now, you're just struggling to try to get it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. You're admitting, though. Did I hear you go, maybe it wasn't the best joke?
After I sometimes in my head, yeah, it's so good, and then I say it out loud, and I'm like, okay. Ugh. So I just have to run with it and own it and be like, what? Are you crazy? That's good. But, like, I'm just going to not.
Okay. There we go, Raymundo. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
Raymundo was looking at me like, when do I hit the button to go womp, womp?
Oh.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Are you going to watch the Mr. Rogers movie with Tom Hanks?
Yes. I'm excited about that one.
Is it one of the ones you're like, I'm going to go see it?
Probably in the theater, yeah.
It's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's the only perfectly reviewed movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
Now, there have been some critics watch it. The very first critics who saw the film were like, we loved it 100%. It was at the Toronto International Film Festival. I saw the documentary and I cried. And a lot of people said they cried while watching this. You know, when I went into that Mr. Rogers documentary going, oh, we're going to find out some creepy stuff. Like, they're going to allude to some stuff. And then I walked out going, oh, shame on you, Bobby, for thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was kind of disappointed in myself. It said, it will make you cry. When the film comes out, there will not be a dry eye. It comes out November 22nd, 2019. A beautiful day in the neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. So pretty exciting to hear that. Robin in Arizona is on the phone. Hey, Robin, thanks for calling the Bobby Bone Show. What's happening?
Talk about time marches on. I was teaching a Sunday school class last year, and I'm 55, and I'm talking to the kids about how you can be old or you can be new, young, and you can accomplish great things. And so I shared a few stories, and I said, you know, like, look at me. I'm 55 years old. And this little girl shouts out, you're 55. You are older than my grandpa. And all the other kids start yelling, you're old, you're old. So it definitely made me feel a little older at that time, but kids are great.
Sounds like it.
Kids are great.
Can't wait to have a couple myself. Well, hey, thanks, Robin.
So I feel like that 170-year-old tortoise at that point in time.
We found older tortoises, too, when we got off the air, because we had talked about how old these tortoises were,
mm-hmm,
and we had found one that was over 300 years old.
Amazing.
These tortoises live that old, and there were pictures of them taken from the very beginning of when you could take pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, thanks for the call. How did you find the show, Robin?
Well, I listened to 97.1 The Bull, and so in Tucson. So I heard you guys' show kind of driving to work one morning about a month and a half ago. So I've been listening ever since.
And you like it?
I like it. Yeah,
there it is. We like it too.
Down to earth. Yeah, you talk about real things, and you're honest, and you're transparent, and I think that's what people need to hear, and it's about positive, do good stuff. So anyway.
Well, appreciate that. Thanks for being a teacher. Talk to you soon.
Keep it up.
All right, see you later. You know, talking about doing things later in life, I was reading some more about Brooks and Dunn. And did you know that Ronnie Dunn was 40 when they met?
Really?
They didn't get started when they were like 19.
Oh, wow.
And we had talked about, you know, him and Kix were put together going, hey, you two are songwriters. You should get together. Kix was like 36. Ronnie was like 40 when they met. So all that Brooks and Dunn, like mega stardom happened
later in their life.
Later. The Old Dominion guys aren't 25 years old.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're in their 40s. And they're kind of going at it. So anyway, just to kind of pop up on that story. Yeah, Kix was 36, Ronnie was 40 when they met for the first time. They were two solo country singers trying to make their way, and they got together for one writing session from Tim Dubois. It was after the writing session they were going, all right. And then anyway, they put out Brand New Man, number one. Bada bing, bada boom.
Rest is history.
This teacher gave birth outside of her school on the sidewalk with the help of the principal. Listen to this.
All of a sudden, it was just so much pressure and pain. I was like, I think she's coming now. The dean's on one side, principal's on the other side. Marissa's kind of behind me. She's the seventh grade teacher. I just gave birth on the sidewalk outside my school. Like, this is so crazy. What just happened? When she was ready, she just said, boom, I'm coming out. And I think it'll be indicative of her personality to come, that she will be a firecracker. She's going to do great things.
A couple things. One, if you're a parent who's having a baby, wouldn't it be awesome if it just, boom, it came out?
Yeah.
Like, boom, it comes out. Eddie, you went through delivery with your wife?
Yeah, two of them.
And how long were they?
They were, I guess, probably about 30 minutes.
Oh, your wives were super quick, too?
Pretty quick. Well, they were C-sections.
Oh,
so
got it.
Pretty standard of, like, come on in, do the procedure, and then we're done.
Mm.
Oh.
Boom. Secondly, you're the principal. You never look at her quite the same, because you've looked at her in a way. Like, you probably never see her the same way because you've seen her in ways that only a couple people probably have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're probably like, I can.
You're like, I've seen that.
Yeah, her name's Lindsay. She's 33. Welcomed her daughter, Zara, with all those folks. And that principal helped deliver it. And you're that principal. You're like, oh. You're probably like, there's no option. You have to do it.
Yeah. You have to.
You feel like a hero afterwards, though? Like, yeah, I did that.
You're probably traumatized.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Probably
traumatized.
So.
Traumatized?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to be a bad way. You got mugged or went to war, but that life-changing situation. Like, you're in somebody's big life moment is happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bet when you close your eyes, you see it. Like, I think of a baby's head coming out. Like, you only see that maybe once or twice in your life. And unexpectedly, oof. Good for them. Good for them. The healthy mother and daughter are back home with the husband and their 17-month-old son. So shout out to her, the principal, the seventh grade teacher, the dean, the baby for just coming out just like that. It's a win all the way around.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Catherine Kyle is 99 years old, a huge Pittsburgh Pirates fan, lives in the city, never been to a Pirates baseball game. So our family's like, you know what? Your 99th birthday, we got to get Catherine's crew together. 16 family members and her went to a Pirates game and she got to watch them in person for the first time ever.
I bet that's crazy. Like, her whole life, she's been a fan.
Yeah.
I remember, like, my stepdad was a huge Cubs fan. And he's who made me a huge Cubs fan. Like, my whole life, diehard Cubs fan. And he had never been to a game. And so whenever I was finally like doing pretty well and I can afford it, I took him to his first game in Wrigley Field and he was in his 50s and he was like, this is the craziest thing ever. Like, he was like, I never thought I would get to come to a game. I can't imagine being 90 and doing that. That's real cool. Good for them for doing that too. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So I'll play you just the vocals from a very famous one-hit wonder. Just name the song. Cool?
Cool.
Easy?
Easy.
Probably nail it. Do them all.
It.
Get them all. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Write your answer down, you three. Amy, Lunchbox, Producer Eddie. I'll play you the vocals only.
All right.
All you have to do is give me the song. Here we go.
Macarena tiene un novio que se llama de apellido Vitorino, y en la jura de bandera de muchacho, se la dio con dos amigos.
All right, there you go.
I'm in.
In.
But you feel good about that one?
Yes.
Softball. Couldn't be any more softball.
I feel 100p right now.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy.
Macarena.
Ooh, even with the ra.
Love it.
Lunchbox.
Macarena.
Eddie.
Macarena.
There we go. Is it too easy doing the song title? It is?
What? I'm not going to give you the artist.
Los Del Rey.
Here, let's... No, it's Los Del Rio. But let's switch it up. Everybody, we're all even again.
Okay.
Let's do the artist, okay?
Now it's gonna I'm going to lose.
Okay,
it just got a little bit harder.
Yeah, it
was gonna be fun.
Here we go, next up.
Blue like my Corvette, it's in and outside. Blue are the words I say and what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me. I'm blued up indeed.
I'm in for the win.
Song sounds kind of kooky whenever it's with no music behind it.
How do you got right now? One.
All right, there you go, hit it again.
Blue like my Corvette, it's in and outside.
What did he say there? Blue like my toilet what?
Blue like my carbon.
Oh, it's sitting. That's what he said. Hear it again. Blue like my car.
Blue like my Corvette. It's in and outside.
My Corvette, maybe?
Like my car.
In and outside.
Yes.
All right. Do you guys have that artist?
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
Amy, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The Blue Man Group.
Oh, solid not guess.
No. Just hit the ding. It's Eiffel 65.
Eddie?
I had Blue Man Group.
Oh. It would have been right in brand for them, the Blue Man
right?
Group.
Right?
Blue.
But that was wrong.
Yeah, I met those guys when they came into Dancing with the Stars, and it's like...
Blue Man Group or Eiffel's? Oh, yeah.
Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And they have their heads, that's like a latex.
Oh, so it's not makeup?
Well, the face is.
Oh.
But there's one point where it turns latex into makeup, and like they're wearing latex on their body, and it was weird because they talked to me. I'd be like, hey, man, how's it going? Thinking it'd be like one of those guys outside of the castle in England.
Mascots.
Yeah. And
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And he was like, what's up, dude? I'm like, oh, my goodness. You just shouldn't talk. You're one of the Blue Man Group. Okay, name the artist in this next one-hit wonder.
No! But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened. But now we were nothing. Now I don't even need your love. But you treat me like a stranger and I feel so.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm in.
All right. Amy?
Gautier.
Yes.
Lunchbox.
Gautier.
Eddie. Gautier.
Somebody that you used to know. But you didn't have to cut me off.
All right, let's do number four. Here we go. Name the isolated vocal. Just give me the artist of the one-hit wonder.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere. Imagination. Life is your creation.
Can you name that one?
Oh, I am in.
Eddie's good.
100%.
All right.
Oh.
Isolated vocal. Amy?
Hold on.
Everybody's in?
No. Okay, I'm in.
All right, here we go. Everybody up. Amy?
Aqua Boy.
Lunchbox?
Barbie.
No. Eddie?
Amy, you were so close. It's Aqua.
Dang it.
Amy!
Aqua Barbie girl.
Yeah.
All right, one more. Eddie and Lunchbox are tied. Amy, you're down by one.
Okay.
I'll play the Icelandic vocal. Just name the artist. Here we go.
I try to say goodbye and I choke. Yeah. Try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world crumbles when you are not near.
I'm in for the win.
All right, Amy?
Macy Gray.
Lunchbox.
It's Macy Gray. Oh, I got it.
Eddie?
Macy Gray.
There you go. Eddie wants to look at his sheet.
I do.
It says Macy Gray.
Yeah, Macy Gray.
You right?
Yeah.
Why
are you eyeballing
his? I just want to make sure
he always
cheating.
Eyeballs. I never cheat, Eddie.
Never. I don't know about all that.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Never.
We're going to let these two play it out.
Knuckleheads?
Sudden death speed round.
Okay.
All right.
All you have to do is yell your name, and as soon as you know it, just... You'll get the buzzer. Ray, when they say it, turn it off. Okay, when they say their name. All right, and name the artist.
Eddie. Blind Melon.
What?
Yeah! Wow!
And you got it over us, Ray Mundo hitting it and me talking at the same time.
This isn't 1 second of a song game, right?
No, it's okay. Not.
Dang,
you
want to
see if you can
day.
Get the next one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, that's Blind Melon, No Rain. Here, see if you can get the next one.
I smell sex and
oh, yeah,
candy.
Right. Marcy Playground.
Good. One more.
I smell sex.
Last one.
Come on.
That girl, you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you owe.
Hey, lady. Hey, lady. When you may wanna get fuck wild.
Come on.
Just go
you know what,
let's
go. Janie the King.
Oh, that would have been a good idea.
Spend until the last time for
Blue
all the
Cantrell.
Don't know it.
But you are the winner, Eddie. Here
yeah.
We go.
Woo! El año pasado, una semana vacía, estamos una semana. Okay.
We get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Lunchbox, so where'd you go?
I went out to where all the bars are at and found drunk people.
And so he asked him a trivia question, and Amy, all we're going to do is say if we think they get it right or not. And okay. You can go first, and we'll put $20 up as the first bet, and any money that we win, we give to charity. Deal?
Deal.
Okay. Question number one, Raymundo, hit it.
Man, what's going on in your world?
Oh, bass fishing, man. I'm bass fishing fun. Tell you what, when I catch that biggin', and there's nothing like it. I tell you, it'll hook anybody. It will. It's exhilarating, man. I named my dog after bass fishing. His name is Bass.
What state is Mount Rushmore in?
Okay. I named my dog after bass fishing.
His name is Bass.
He's pretty drunk. So he asked the question, what state is Mount Rushmore in? Now, it's not if we know it.
Right. It's if they
it's
know
if
it.
He knows it. And you get the first guess. Now, if it were me, I would say no way he knows it. But you get to go
Wait,
first.
Wait, did you say where he's from?
No, he just said he loves bass fishing.
Okay. It's wherever they do a lot of bass fishing.
Okay, I don't know how much bass fishing they do, if he's ever vacationed in South Dakota. Ugh, I'm going to say he doesn't get it.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
For $20, Amy says he doesn't get it.
Washington, I don't know, man. Good. Virginia?
Okay, yes. He didn't get it. Not even close. Okay, good. You're up $20. Nice. All right, second clip.
Who's your favorite country music artist?
Gotta be Jason Aldean, because he's real. Because he's like really like true home, country, plays guitar, doesn't really dance that too much on stage. It's kind of a common thing around these days, you know, they kind of dance around like not really a big country. But
do you sing any Jason Aldean?
Yeah, take me for a ride on my big green tractors, but that doesn't matter.
Who sewed the first American flag?
Who sewed the first American flag? Now, the answer is obviously
Betsy Ross,
right. But it's not if we know it. It's if we think this drunk feller gets it.
It's up to you.
It's up to me. And the bet's $20.
Mm-hmm. I'm up.
I know. Did he say his name? No name? He likes Jason Aldean. I'm going to say he doesn't know that Betsy Ross sews the flag for $20.
Probably the British Army. Probably try to tax it.
There you go.
What?
We're back to even. He thought the British Army sewed the first flag and then taxed it.
Okay.
What do you expect? He's drunk.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, next one up.
Tell me, my man, how's life treating you?
I have nothing to say much.
What do you like to do for fun?
I can't say too much yet. I hope you guys have a good night. Correct.
Can you count to 10 as fast as you can?
1, 2, 10.
Who's on the $20 bill?
You know, he did get there pretty quickly.
He did. Faster than I thought he would.
1, 2, 10. Wow. Okay. A little belligerent.
$20 bill's hard. I always forget.
You can do it. Who do you think's on $20 bill?
His name's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
He's the guy we know, but not a lot of people talk about him all the time.
What?
He's like...
We know him?
We don't know him. We know he's on the $20 bill because we do these quizzes and he comes up, but like you don't always remember that he's on the $20 bill.
You wouldn't get it.
You haven't had
I wouldn't
a drop
get it.
Of
and I've been asked I know that I've been told the answer many, many times.
The answer is Andrew Jackson.
That's him. I was gonna say Alexander Jackson.
Okay, not a guy.
Okay, Andrew Jackson.
Go ahead. Will he get it?
I feel like I'm gonna yes, because I should have gotten that. So yes, he gets
wow,
it.
Wow, okay.
I'm gonna go to bed.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go to bed.
That's his answer?
That's his answer. I'm sorry.
What?
That was it. He walked away after that. That was it.
You're down $20. We have one left.
Andrew Jackson.
Would you like to go 40? So if you win, you come out ahead 20?
Ooh, do that, Amy.
That's a smart bet, Amy.
Okay, 40.
And I get control. And you know what? I'll even give you control back, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so boy.
$40.
No, I don't like having control.
Yeah, the good. Leave it on him, Amy.
What do you want? Everything's your decision.
Okay, I want the 40, and you're in control.
Okay, here we go.
Is that bad?
Tell me how life's treating you.
Not too well. Could be better.
When you go to the bar, what do you get to drink?
Beer. Just beer.
What kind of beer do you like?
I drink about anything, but I like cold Busch Light if I'm drunk.
Who invented Facebook?
The answer, obviously, is Mark Zuckerberg.
I like his,
Amy's put $40 up, where if I'm right, she owes me $60.
He has to know that it's Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, seriously.
He's pretty drunk.
But that's just such a... it's drunk. Not like history. It's like you're in the now. All you have to do... You can't escape the fact that Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook. You can escape Andrew Jackson on a $20 bill at times.
So who has control, Amy or
me,
Bobby?
I do. She had me keep control.
Because
I'm playing two things here. One, I'm playing that...
He doesn't sound wasted.
No one's got one right yet, and I just don't think we go 0-4.
Right. Homeboy straight up went to bed a minute ago.
He didn't even answer.
He didn't even guess. Yeah. Like
I'm going to say, and Amy spent $40 up, that I'm going to say he gets it right with Mark Zuckerberg. Hit me.
He went to Harvard. I can't honestly tell you right now. I could picture his face, but I can't say his name.
Dang.
Wow. I thought he was gonna get that. Man, that's too bad.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Amy looks like a possum eating poop over there, smiling so big.
So what do I get?
$20.
Yes.
And where would you like it to go? Here.
Oh, yeah.
Who's on that $20 bill there, Bones?
Andrew Jackson. I'll never wait. Give me about 6 months, I'll forget.
Looks like he's gonna give you 20 21s.
I'll take it to my children's fund.
There you go. What do you mean your children's fund?
I have kids now. Thank you.
No, it goes to charity, not to the Amy Foundation.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
You were not joking. Bobby Bone,
come on. So you went to get a massage?
Yes.
And what happened?
Well, we're in the little common area where men and women can be. You're in there with your robe and there's water. And then the therapists come out and call you back to your room to get the massage. So in the common area, there's all kinds of people. Well, this guy walks in, big fluffy white robe on, plops down. You can tell he has been drinking.
What celebrity does he look most like? So I can picture it in my head.
Good question.
Tom Cruise.
Ooh, wow.
Dark hair.
Yeah.
Good features. Tan.
Got it.
Top Gun Tom, maybe.
Yeah.
A little taller, though. So he is drunk. My friend even makes a comment like, oh, wow, I would hate to get that guy, you know, if you're the therapist. Mm-hmm. My friend literally said that. And I'm like, didn't really think much of it. Therapist comes back, gets the guy. They leave, go back to the room. About 2 minutes later, they return. And he's yelling. And the therapist is apologizing, saying, I'm sorry, sir, I just can't massage you in this condition. And he's like, what condition? And she's throwing out, I mean, who knows? She referenced Bonnaroo. What are some other festivals? I feel like she was insinuating Coachella, that maybe he was on more than just alcohol. Yeah. Basically that she knows, she's seen people on certain things before and this is how they were acting.
Like he was tripping.
Something. I don't know. But festivals were brought up. And we're invested. We're casually trying to like sit there, act like we're not listening, but listening. And yeah, she just refused to give him the massage and he was angry. He was not having it. He was not happy. Then when we were back in the locker room, there's a door to the lobby. And I guess he put on his clothes and went out to the lobby area. So then we've got our ear up to the door trying to figure out. And in there, he's making sure he wasn't charged for it. And they said, well, sir, you were 30 minutes late to your appointment. But no, we could charge you because you were 30 minutes late. But we're not going to. No. And it was at a hotel. And he was, I'm never staying in this hotel again, ever. And these hotels are all over. He's like, anywhere in the country. Like, he's even not happy. And then someone tried to walk through the door and our ears are up against it. We're like, oh, nothing to see here. But it was awkward. And I felt bad. The masseuse was this cute little girl and you got this drunk guy. I don't blame her.
Do we think, because he was acting nutty, do we think it was Tom Cruise?
That's funny. Bobby Bone,
come on. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate it. Abby in Missouri, you're on the phone. Hi, Abby.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Well, thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
So I am a teacher in Southwest Missouri. I'm actually out of Springfield, Missouri, and I teach sixth grade. And I just implemented a Friday activity based off of Tell Me Something Good. And it's so awesome. What I told my kids to do is, you know, this is a board for us to spread positivity and be able to share our win for the week. And so there were some awesome, awesome examples. One of my favorite ones that had me rolling was one of my kids told me that they hurdled Johnny in football practice. Another one
that
was
they did
that,
what? I didn't catch that. They did what?
They hurdled Johnny in football.
Oh, they hurdled.
Practice.
Oh, that's good. That is good. Yeah.
Yeah, but my favorite one was one of my students. They said it anonymously, but they said that they're doing a lot better this year than they were last year. So.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad that this show could kind of inspire you to do that, and hopefully it inspires them to, you know, look at the positivity in their life, maybe do positive things for other people. So appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything you do. I appreciate it.
And you got another one coming up this Friday, so.
Absolutely.
All right, see you later.
All right,
all right, there she is. Thank you very much. Amy, we're done. What's up?
Pretty much all this week, I have a lot of stuff to prepare for my dad's arrival. So he comes on Friday. So little things every day this week, whether it's going out to his apartment, making sure it's ready, setting up doctors for him to have here, and all the different things.
Amy's dad's moving to town.
Yeah.
Living, and what do you call it?
Assisted living.
In an assisted living.
We're calling in just his apartment.
His pad.
His
crib.
His
dad's crib.
Bachelor pad. He's going to have his new lady friends.
Is he a bachelor? Is he?
He's a bachelor.
Is he like single, ready to mingle?
Yeah, I guess.
Is he on Tinder?
He had a girlfriend for a while. I should probably get him that app. He uses apps on his phone. I got to make sure he's got Uber down because I told him yesterday on the phone, I said, Dad, you know, there's going to be sometimes, depending on traffic, I can't always, if you want to come over to the house, I might not be able to pick you up, but you can Uber. And he's like, no problem. So he's going to be Ubering all around town because he can't drive. So...
Are you excited about this?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm finally ready. I mean, at first I think it was scary and daunting and terrifying me, but I think now that it's getting real and we're getting all our ducks in a row with it, I think it's going to be good for him.
That's awesome.
And I think his little apartment complex, retirement assisted living home, is going to be, he's going to make friends and I love it. Good. What about you? What do you got?
I'm in New York, so got a couple, I had two dinners tonight.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't tell
How
each,
do you,
I don't tell each dinner that I've already had dinner.
Smart.
Yeah.
Oh.
So two work dinners.
Okay.
Two. So I have one at like 5 and then one at like 7:30. So you just try to eat about a third in each one, mm-hmm. a third of a meal.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. So it's good. But, I get up here and I try to get as much done as I possibly can because I don't get up here as much as I'd like. That being said, I got some network meetings with TV people tomorrow and then I'll be back tomorrow.
Ooh, fun.
So
okay.
In New York, thank you guys. Appreciate you. We'll see you on Wednesday's Bobby Bones Show. Go vote in our draft. We did famous duos today. BobbyBones.com to vote in our draft. All right, bye everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.